Inshallah, today we'll be continuing on the letter, yeah, inshallah. But we finished it, huh? Each letter, you know, so many lessons to learn. You know, we could spend a whole week talking about it. SubhanAllah. Inshallah, so today we're talking about the letter Ya. And of course, just a reminder that the Tajweed and all of the knowledge that we learn is to help us to follow the Sunnah. You know, that's something we all have to make an effort to do, is to try to follow the Sunnah and go away from the nafs and the feelings and desires and follow the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. So to follow the ulama, inshallah. So we have the letter Ya, and yesterday we began the letter. It's from the middle part of the tongue. The letter Ya is from the middle part of the tongue. And the rules that we're going to cover today, one rule is that the Ya should not be elongated. Like when you have, for example, the word Ya Ayyul Kafirun. The Ya, normally speaking, the Ya of an Alif is only two beats. But in certain cases, you'll make it much, much longer. You can make it up to four or five beats. And for example, we have Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun. Here you can make it up to five beats, maximum. And the reason that we're allowed to do that is because there's the Alif after the Ya, followed by a Hamza and the word after it. This is called Mad Munfasil. Mad Ja is Munfasil. So we can make it two beats or we can make it up to five beats. We have the option to make it either one. So you can read it Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun, or you can read it Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun. They're both correct. Why? Because you have the word Ya, and Ya in Arabic, it's a way of calling out to somebody. When you say Ya Adhan, you say, hey, Adhan, come here. You know, it's a way of calling out. So in Arabic, when you have the letter Ya with the Alif, and then a Hamza in the next word, this is called Mad Jaiz Munfasil. Jaiz meaning you don't have to do it, but you're allowed to do it. And you can make it two beats, or you can make it four or five. So there's two ways of reading this ayah. Does everybody see that? Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun or Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Also pay attention to the shadda on the ya. Ya ayyuha. Ya ayyuha. In the next ayah, if there's no hamza, then you only make it two beats. Like for example, in Surah Al-Fatiha, Iyaka na'budu. We don't want to make an Iyaka na'budu because there's no hamza in the next word. And we don't want to make it too short. Iyaka na'budu. Iyaka. Two beats. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. And in the third verse we have here, how do we pronounce it? Yes, yes, good. Everybody knows that. Not yes. Right? I hope nobody reads it. Yes. Ya, seen. Seen is pronounced six beats. The ya is like the ya out of two beats. Ya, seen. Like that.
Six beats on seen or?
Yes. There's a kind of mud in the letters that begin the surahs. There's a mud on these letters. That mud, like for example, Alif Lam Mim, they're always six beats. Unless you have a letter like Ya or Alif. Some letters, yes. Ayn, Seen, Qaf. You have in Surah Maryam, Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ayn, Sad. So the Kaf has six. Ya, Kaf, Ha, Ya. Ha, Ya only has two. Ayn, Sad. They have six. We'll go over these. There's a special rule for the letters in the beginning of the surahs. There's a special rule, but we'll cover that. But for your easiness, you'll find the mud written above the letters that are six beats, and no mud written above the letters that you'll elongate. So you see the seen has the long fatha, that means you elongate it. The ya doesn't have a long fatha. One other thing, one other rule, inshaAllah ta'ala, and this is a very important rule, is sometimes a ya gets mixed with a noon. For example, in the fourth ayah, wa man ya'mal. Not wa man ya'mal, Well, my you see how the noon sounds? The ya is getting mixed in. The noon is joining with the ya. This is called idgham. Idgham. Idgham means joining up. It's partially eaten. The noon is eaten with the ya. So this is called idgham. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. We also have it again. Not شَرًّا يَرَى, شَرًّا يَرَى. So here also we have the what is called idgham. And so you make a nasal sound with the ya. You don't say وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ, شَرًّا يَرَى, شَرًّا يَرَى, شَرًّا يَرَى. Right? Got that as well? Yes? Okay. I'm going to test you on this. Inshallah. Okay. And also, yes, so so you have to make that nasal sound whenever you have a ya, and there's a noon sakin before it, in another word. And the last two ayahs, Maliki Yawm al-Din, just a regular ya sound. Alam yaj'al كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْمِيمْ يَجْعَانِ. So these are the ayahs, inshallah, for today. Is there any questions on these ayahs?
This وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ is even, we are creating double sound for you.
Double sound, yes. Yeah, the ghunna sound, two beats, when you have the idgham. Because what's happening is Shadda on the ya?
Yeah.
It's not really Shadda. Because the noon is joining with the ya. Well, my yam, you don't need to have the Shadda. You're not pronouncing the ya twice.
I think the Quran is Shadda on it.
Shadda on it?
Yeah.
Well, my yam.
Because
you're only pronouncing the ya once. Does anybody have a mustache? You can check it, yeah. Right. Oh, okay. They might put the shadda on there to remind you that there's a idgham. However, you don't pronounce the ya twice. You don't say wa mai yama. You're basically merging the noon with the ya. So you're giving 1 second for the noon and 1 second for the ya, so you make it two. Wa mai. Instead of Wamai Yama, and you're only, so you're doing the two letters together.
I think we put this for our reading.
Yeah. Actually, all the vowel signs were written later. They weren't written in the original Mus'haf. So the way they write the vowel signs is just to help you to pronounce it. Yes. Yes, exactly. The same rule there. Jazakallah khair. Should be sharran yara normally. Yeah, sharran yara, but sharran yara. The vowel signs are added on afterwards, but the rule here is idgham. The rule is that you're joining the noon sound with a letter afterwards. Find it? Is it shadda on that in the Indian Mus'haf? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This script here is the different script that they use in Makkah and Medina. Slightly different script. Yeah. But in any case, you know, the point is to know the rule here. When you see the noon, there's no sukoon written on the noon. So that means you don't pronounce the noon clearly. It's not izhar. If anybody was here for the lessons on izhar, when you don't have a sukoon on the noon, that means that there's some rule here, some joining or hiding. If you have a sukoon, then you make izhar of the noon. So instead of, when you look at the noon, waman yamal, you notice there's no vowel on it. So they're trying to tell you there's some rule here, special rule here. You join the two. So that's waman yamal, waman yamal, mithqala zarratin sharran yara. Don't forget the ha and the n. Yara. Because that ha means, it's actually a pronoun. It means he'll see it. He'll see the evil that he did. If you just say yara, it means he will see. on the day of judgment he'll see. But what is he going to see? The ha has to be there, so you know, he's going to see his sins, or he'll see his good deeds.
Yarahu,
if you continue. He will see the evil that he did. But if you leave the ha sound off, that just means on the day of judgment he'll see. So it doesn't mean he'll see his sin, he might be seeing something good. So it changes the meaning also. Very good point, Jazakallah. Anybody having any other comments or questions? Everybody ready for ayahs? Okay, today we have more ayahs, 6 ayahs. Each of us will take 2 maybe. Inshallah. Okay, inshallah, we'll try not to take 2. Inshallah, 2 we can. Then in the end, if you want to stay, we can read all 6.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Okay, be careful not to make the alif really long. شيطان الرجيم. You made like 3, maybe 4 beats. شيطان الرجيم. Everything should be even.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Yes, that's good. Okay, can you read it the other way? Sounded the same to me. Okay, yes. Good. Good, yes. That's the short way, the 2 beats, and then the other way? Sound the same to me.
Yeah.
5 beats. Yes, that's right. No.
I'm done.
You're done. Okay. Okay, that's good. It's a little bit too long. It was 3 beats again. On the other, you want to make it 2. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ.
إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ.
MashaAllah. I think, brother, Ansar is going to be the best in the, when we do the elongation rules, the mud. MashaAllah, he'll do all the mud, it's very good. Yes. Oh, yes. MashaAllah. He'll reward you, brother. Is that okay? Yes, brother.
Yes.
Same thing. Zarra. Zarra. Good. Make it the noon sound, the nasal sound, 2 beats. Sharayya. Good. Good. MashaAllah. Very good. Very good. Would you? Okay, good. That was a little bit, make it a little bit shorter. Maliki yawmi
d-deen. Maliki
yawmi d-deen. Yeah. Alab
yad'al kaydahum fi tadbeen.
Not kaydahum, kaydahum.
Alab yad'al kaydahum fi tadbeen.
Fi, yes. Fi fadli.
Fi tadbeen.
Very good. MashaAllah. Yeah, that's good. Sometimes, somebody you can tell they didn't read the Quran in a long time. You say, Alif Lam Mim Nashrah Laka Sadrak. That means they didn't.
Yeah, Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak.
Sometimes you find people, they didn't read the Quran in a long, long time. So they say, Alif Lam Mim Nashrah Laka Sadrak. Yes, you have to be, Yeah, so that's good, when you practice with a teacher, then you can correct your, mistakes and things like that. Oh, it's very good, brother Ashraf. I didn't mean you were not. It's okay, inshallah. Yes,
brother.
Yes. Yes, that was very good. Okay, remember the ya from yesterday? It's a thin letter. Yasi, yasi.
Yasi.
Yeah. Mazhar, right? Your name? Mazhar, Sizakal. Okay, very good. Yes, brother? Good. Make the, if you can make the kasra a little clearer. Maliki. Maliki yawm.
Maliki yawm.
Yes, very good.
أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي
تَضْلِيلٍ
يا أيها الكافرون
قل قاف قل يا
قل يا أيها الكافرون إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
إياك إياك
Ya kana
ya kana ka 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 ka
ka ka ka ka
ka
ka ka ka ka ka ka ka ka ka ka ka ka ka ka ka ka ka ka ka ka
ka ka ka ka ka
يا راح
يا زرعتين
زرعتين شرعي يا راح
يا
مالك يوم الدين
كود مين از سمر مالكي مالكي
مالكي مالكي يوم الدين أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ
How many beats did you make?
Six
beats? Okay, more than you can, it's allowed five, up to five. Five is the maximum, two is the minimum. When you have this, Alan followed by Hamza.
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ
Good.
إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ
Yeah. نَعْبُدُ Make the dal short, not نَعْبُدُ
إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ
ياسين ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى
شرا يرى
شرا يرى
like two, about two beats, two seconds
شرا يرى
very good, جزاك الله خير
مالك يوم الدين
يوم الدين كسرنا
مالك يوم الدين
where is that
ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل
كيدهم
ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل
oh first time was that تضليل
تضليل
Very good, I love what you do. What is that for?
قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ
إِيَّاكَ
نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ
ما شاء الله. Brother Zafar, he was one of the, he had a head start because he used to attend at such weak classes in the beginning, so mashallah, he's really good now. Yeah. Brother Rana?
Yes.
No. Yes, two beats on the left. Sharrain Yara. And then?
Sharrain Yara.
Yara. Yara. The right.
Sharrain Yara.
Right. Yes. Maliki. Very good. Can't we make the humps on the calf? Kafiru? Kafiru.
إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ.
إِيَّاكَ.
إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ.
Good. Very good. You know what that's called when the air comes out? Ik. You know what that rule is called? Anybody know? Like tabbat. I know, I'm not much. Misk. See how the air is coming out? Do you know what that rule is called? Tabbat.
Hums.
Hums. Oh, I remembered. Yes, hums. That's good. Means whispering sounds. Something like that. That's called humps on the calf. If any of you want to listen to these ayahs, you can go to tajweed.info. 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 They have all these lessons, and you can, each of these ayahs, you can click it.
Audio.
Audio. You just click on the ayah and it will recite it for you. Very, very nice to practice. All the lessons that we've been covering, it has it on that website. You can get on imamfaisal.com, click on tajweed, it's on there also. If you go to imamfaisal.com and click on tajweed, then it has these lessons also, inshallah. The pictures and color diagram, and it has the ayahs. It's a very, very nice lesson. It's very good. Yeah, it's very, very nice. If you're at the store and no customers, click on this lesson, tajweed, inshallah. Jazakum Allah Khaira. May Allah reward all of you brothers. Please reward Jazakum Allah Khaira. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah.